Well, the nutrition standards by which 32 million public and private school students are governed is now in effect. Directed by the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act, the new meal requirements will raise standards for the first time in more than 15 years.
They are going to increase the amount of fruits and vegetables offered every day of the week, will improve the whole grain-rich foods in the school program, will offer fat-free or low-fat milk varieties. We'll be limiting the calories based on the age of children being served. That is a major change as well.
Food and Nutrition Service Undersecretary Kevin Concannon, who says one of those changes in the new standards that relates directly to produce and allows it to be administered at a lower cost is the incorporation of the concept offer versus serve.
This is a requirement that enables schools to promote fruits and vegetables while allowing the students to take smaller portions of those if they so desire.
Dr. Lorelei DeSorge, Vice President of Nutrition and Health for the United Fresh Produce Association, says they are very excited that fruits and vegetables will be the stars of healthier school meals, adding that children like fresh fruits and vegetables and they will be eating more next year when this regulation takes effect. And according to United Fresh President Tom Stensel, produce members are already partnering with schools across the country to increase access to fresh fruits and vegetables in school meals. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.